the Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
And I'd pull your head back and I'd force feed you Devon.
Meg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Quivo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Oh, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Yes, we are here. Good morning, guys.
How morning.
Are
we?
Morning.
I see you're wearing the nanny shirt.
Yes,
that's very cool. Very retro.
Picked up yesterday.
It looks great.
Thank you very much.
I love it. I've never seen a nanny t-shirt.
Neither had I, and that's why I had to grab it while I saw it. Just in case it sold out.
Happy.
I think it's because they put it on Stan, so now there's a bit of a resurgence. So
yeah.
They're like, quick, get some merch out.
Well, the new version's apparently coming out soon with
a
Cardi
new
B.
Version.
With
oh,
Cardi
that's right.
B, yeah.
I heard about that.
Mm. I think I want to watch that.
Creevo wants to watch a show with Cardi B. What has happened to you, my friend?
I think she's great.
Okay.
Stop remaking shows.
Well, that's true.
Do
just
you know
make
what I mean?
A new, just make a new version,
yeah.
Sort of thing.
I'd watch a show with Cardi B playing a nanny.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Just not called the nanny.
Yeah,
do something different. You're exactly right.
Anyways, interesting morning. I forgot to set my alarm last night. For once, the cat did me a favour and woke me up at the right time.
Oh, hooray for the cat.
4:57.
He's doing good.
He's paid for all of those sleepless nights along the journey.
To the day.
Yeah, that's right.
Jess, how are you today?
I'm good.
Now, we heard you had a great day yesterday.
Yeah.
Brilliant. The way you came in here, you were beaming.
You de-weeded the upper lip.
The upper lip is now hair-free. It's very exciting.
So do you get, was it, how do you get rid of that hair? Because you went to a specialist, right?
Well, it's had to be a wax job. It had reached that point of lockdown and 2 months before that, like, it had been a long time.
Guy question incoming.
Yes.
How often do you have to, and this is for you too, Meg, have to, like, get rid of your upper lip hair? Is it
personally,
a monthly thing or...
Well,
not to generalise, but I am.
Once I've started, well, for me, yeah. I don't know if Meg's the same, like every couple of months at least.
Oh, now I feel, yeah, mine's every couple of weeks.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh,
this is where laser comes in handy.
Oh, so you go and get the laser thing done.
I have to have the laser thing done a few times, so it's not as bad.
Does that hurt?
No.
Okay.
Oh, man, I cry. I was tearing up like a baby last night.
Well, the upper lip is the most... Well, they say it's one of the most sensitive parts of the body,
So
I can only imagine.
Yeah, apply hot wax and...
During lockdown, did you ever consider just shaving it? It's very tempting, isn't it? The old Gillette.
Well, go figure. Once you get the laser, you have to shave it. You can't wax it.
Really?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, so it takes away a lot of the pain element.
Pardon?
It takes away the pain element because the waxing must be excruciating.
It's
I don't imagine.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad.
You looked so happy this morning, and that's probably why.
Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. I've got a mustache now, and I can say very good idea to grow one out. I mean, ladies, don't be ashamed of it. Embrace the upper hairy lip.
Embrace the upper lip.
I will say this, though. Like, I always used to think, do you know how you see people with, like, food in their mustache, and you go, how does that happen? It actually is very easy. It makes food very messy. You can't eat melted cheese or like big burgers anymore, but I mean, it's a sacrifice. I think I look a little bit better with the upper lip, so Meg, Jess, get to it. Grow it out.
And we do know you will sacrifice for fashion and looks, Jackson. That's just part of the vibe.
I can't imagine you, Jackson, walking around town with crumbs in your mouth.
No way, that's what I mean. He would never.
Not now, but I mean,
but
I'd lose my arm if Kim Kardashian did it. Do you know what I mean? Like, if she eventually grows an hairy upper lip, like the hairy caterpillar, and she's got a few crumbles in it. I'm sprinkling those cookies in there anytime.
Just to match it.
Big old hairy slug. Guys, lads versus lasses is up next.
That's right. It's our ultimate battle of the sexes, and this week, great prize for the winner each day. $50 Juicy Records voucher. These are so good. You can go get all the cool old, like, vinyl LP stuff, or you can get new DJ gear. Everything there. Plus, they got great coffee and stuff as well in this place. So you definitely want to get your hands on this. 13:10:09. We need one guy and one girl. Quick little quiz. The prize could be yours. Plus, of course, glory of the points
on
the score.
The lines are now open. 13:10:09.
The Novos.
Lads. versus Lasses.
Yeah, this is our ultimate battle of the sexes throughout the year. Currently, lads on 76, the lasses on 83. Unbelievable, really, but that's the way the score's going. This week, we're giving away $50 Juicy Records vouchers to the winner, plus, of course, the glory of a point on the scoreboard, which is worth more than anything.
Excellent. Let's meet our lass first up today. Her name is Hella from Dungog. Works with horses, moved from New Zealand to Australia 4 years ago, and she never wants to leave. She also says people say she's a fun, loyal, and down for a good time. She's easily annoyed by loud chewing. Oh, Hella, so am I.
It's a whole mood.
So, and of course, the worst, open mouth chewers.
Oh my god. And like, I know someone whose jaw clicks and it just drives me up.
Oh my god. Do you live with an open mouth chewer or a loud chewer?
No, I'm very fortunate there.
They wouldn't be allowed in Hella's house.
That out of them. So. All right, let's do this, Hella. A question number one for you today. The FJ Cruiser is a four-wheel drive made by which car company?
Oh, my God. Toyota?
It didn't work. Great guess.
That's excellent. Correct. Well done.
Question number two. What is a Kamado Joe?
A Kamado Joe. Oh, my God. I feel like it's some kind of shorts or something or clothing.
Think of summer. Think of summer.
Come on, Joe. I am thinking of summer.
Nah, I can't give it to you. It's a smoker / BBQ. Question number three. What does the brand Tight Bond make?
That's a tough one.
Tight Bond.
Like bonding glue or...
Yeah, we'll the answer was in the question. I love
glues,
that.
Glues, glues.
Hey, Hella, good job. 2 out of 3. Hold the line for us.
Well done.
Yeah, we're going to go to Darren from the Hunter Valley. He says being back to face-to-face learning is different now since he's a teacher. Just finished building a house in the Hunter Valley. Going to be a father in April. Congratulations, Darren.
Well done, man.
Thank God.
Are we having a boy or a girl? Do we know?
No, we're going to keep it a secret for pride.
I like that. I think that's great.
So a gender-neutral kind of room that you're building now, like yellows, pastels.
Just like neutral colours, yeah.
Yep.
See, right. I agree with that. Who wants to paint a room later?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Couldn't agree more.
You paint it pink, it's a little girl, all good, but you're eventually going to have to repaint it. Just paint it in a neutral colour. Good job.
Exactly. All right, so you need two to stay in this. Let's get into your first question. This is kind of convenient for you, actually. Question one, how many kids does Angelina Jolie have?
Oh, I'm going to say six.
Six?
That is correct.
Correct.
Well done.
Well done. Okay.
I heard six, Meg.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, so did I. I heard six.
I heard six.
All right. Question two. Multiple choice. Which shoe style did Coco Chanel not create? A, slingback sandals. B, classic court shoes. Or C, stilettos.
I'm going to say stilettos.
That is correct.
All right.
Oh, my God.
This is for the win, my friend. Okay, what is the main goal of backcombing hair?
To remove baby hair?
No. To create volume. All right,
it's two apiece.
We are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
All right, Darren, you first. Heads or tails today for the win?
I'm going to go tails.
Flip that coin, please. Creebo.
It's heads.
Ah!
Oh, no. Sorry, man.
Beautiful.
Sorry, man.
Hella, congratulations.
Lasses win again. Hella.
Stop sounding so defeated.
You're a winner.
Yeah, the girls.
Well done, well done. You've won yourself a $50 Juicy Records voucher. All yours. Well done.
Guys, are you Home and Away fans?
I was back in the day.
I know you're not, Creebo. I don't even know why I'm asking you.
I haven't watched an episode.
What about you, Jackson? Home and Away fan? Yeah, no, I think he is.
No, I'm not.
No? Okay. Very good. It's just me and Meg. A headline caught my eye yesterday. One of the longest running characters on the show is Irene Roberts, who works at the Summer Bay Diner, played by actress Lynn McGranger.
You've often talked about Irene.
We interviewed her on this show a couple of years ago.
That's right.
A pop culture icon in many ways. This headline really got me. Stoned and Away. Home and Away character, actress... big drug confession, basically.
Oh, my God. This is huge.
So, up next, guys, I want to talk about Lynn McGranger and her confession that she's made in her new book.
Oh, this is wild. A lot of big books coming out of media and TV at the moment, isn't it?
Absolutely. The Novos. How many times in a week, on average, do you think somebody comes up to you in the street and says, "How are you going, Irene?"
My partner and I were out having dinner.
This
woman goes, "Good day,
Irene." Oh, my God. I love Irene on Home and Away. Lynn McGranger, of course. On this show a few years ago, just a lovely, iconic woman. Mm. And she's had so many interesting storylines over the years on Home and Away. Battled boo.
Yeah.
I think she went to jail once.
I kind of like how she had a platform for fostering kids.
Yeah.
Because she fostered a lot of kids throughout the series, and a lot of people, I want to be like Irene.
Well, on the show, she fostered Chris Hemsworth.
Oh,
who played Kim on the show.
There we go.
I grew up on Home and Away. I'm very knowledgeable about the whole thing.
Absolutely love it.
She's releasing a brand new book called Me, Myself, and Irene, where she talks about her life and her career. But this thing really got me, right? This headline. In the book, it's revealed that she used to smoke marijuana. She was addicted to it. And ciggies back in 2005. She said she had such a bad habit that she even used to work high sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
So sometimes there was a couple of gaps in the old words and the dialogue. It wasn't on purpose.
Now, she's kind of protected herself here because she says, I've done theatre stuff, Stone, but not Home and Away.
No.
I didn't drink, you see, so that was my wine, she said.
It makes me want to go back and watch some old episodes of Home and Away to see.
Certain eras you'd be wanting to check. Like, are her eyes a little bit red?
Well,
what's going on there? Has she been crying or is there something else going on?
Lynn, who played Irene Roberts on the soap for 28 years, said she used to grow the illegal plant in her backyard.
Spicy. Wow. This is a spicy story.
I suppose when you're on a show of that caliber, you don't want to be seen getting out of a car going to a certain person's house.
She carries on and she says, "It'll be totally scandalous. And it was not a bit of marijuana. I smoked a lot of dope. I just loved it. I would smoke joints all day," she said.
She wasn't dabbling.
Does that mean that she... not surely not on set.
Well, so she does a lot of theatre stuff as well.
Maybe it's more the theatre stuff.
As if that's not happening. You know what it's like in the theatre world.
Mm. Well, not really, but I can guess.
Very seriously.
I'm throwing the fact that she's been on Home and Away for 28 years.
That's in media. That is an extraordinary job. To get a job that pays you week in, week out to be there.
It's like Toadie on Neighbours. He's been there forever.
He's got an older woman now on Neighbours, Toadie.
Yeah, it's all the
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love Lynn McGranger even more after hearing this. Just like, she's a real person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she probably shouldn't have revealed that she used to grow it in her backyard.
That's quite fascinating. She's probably thinking, you know what, statute of limitations, it was 20 years ago.
She's selling books.
Yeah. Well, definitely. That's her new profit, isn't it?
I would love to read this.
Mm. Oh, well. There's a gift for Maddie. If you want to get Maddie a gift... What's it called?
Me, Myself, and Irene.
Is it out yet? Not yet.
Not out yet.
Pre-order.
Get your advance copy somehow.
Yeah, that'd be great. Good. The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie. Meg. And Creepo.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Halloween, very, very close. This Sunday, all the spooky energy is starting to come out into the world, isn't it, right now?
Certainly is. You see so many decorations around. It's crazy.
Exactly. Spiders and cobwebs and ghosts and all that kind of stuff. So I thought we'd do something really cool next. Psychic predictions for Halloween. I consider myself a little bit of a psychic sometimes.
Interesting. This is something we haven't learned about
you. I can tell what's going on inside your mind. Well, according to this...
Okay, try it now.
Yes. You need caffeine. No. You're talking about caffeine.
No, close. I want food.
Oh, well, see? I brought food and you're not eating it.
I'm on a diet, Meg. Oh. You can't... You're a feeder, mate. I swear to God.
I'm more just bored.
You love your baking.
Yeah. Trying to stay healthy. What's on Crevo's mind?
He's on Facebook Marketplace right now.
I'm not actually. Okay, well,
maybe it's more in tune over the phone. So if you want a Halloween psychic prediction, hit us up 13109. We'll do them next.
So I do hear there's a list, right?
Yes.
Of like different predictions for your star sign.
Star sign. No. I'm coming up with these off the top of my head.
Oh, not really. Okay. No. Okay. Hey, also, don't forget everyone that gets on the show this week into the draw for Prize of the Week, which is so cool. Voucher for Kids World Playland.
Yes. Yeah.
Take a whole party.
Party
there.
For eight kids.
Well, all you need is a star sign for a psychic prediction from Meg.
Yes.
Exciting.
The Novos.
Then we're entering Meg's psychic predictions room right now.
They're not so much psychic predictions, more than horoscopes, if you will, because we are going off star signs.
Oh, okay. Yes. I could have didn't know the difference. To me,
there is
all.
There is a difference.
And, of course, you know that because you do this stuff.
I do. Right? Confession, back when I was unemployed, I used to stay up and watch psychic TV and spend $5 a text to get my psychic readings.
Did you really? Well, you're well qualified for this.
Yeah, yes, much more qualified than us.
Well, do we want to get you guys out of the way
first?
Well, yeah,
so tell us how it works first.
So basically, it goes off your birthday, really. And
right,
then,
and so you've got like basically a prediction for us.
Yes,
like,
I do. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we'll start with Creva. You're a Taurus, yeah?
That's correct.
Okay, so around Halloween, you must be very careful of unpredictability surrounding money. Don't overspend. It's not a time for risk-taking.
Oh.
So if you intended on buying something with hoping to sell it for a high price, I think you should leave it to
next
week.
Maybe it's time to back off until next week.
Matt, you are an Aries?
Aries, yeah.
Okay. Be very careful of emotional wounds emerging on Halloween. Allow plenty of time alone to sort yourself out.
I thought I'd been alone enough.
Just one more weekend.
And then you'll be in the clear.
Oh, well, you're heading to Sydney next weekend, I assume, so.
Once the freedom opens up. Hey, that's good this weekend. Maybe
there
that's
you
good
go.
Timing.
That time alone to get you prepared for when you can head to Sydney.
All right, well, thank you. You need, Meg, you're not really committing to the mystical voice.
I don't have a mystical voice.
Hello, welcome to Meg's Psychic Predictions. Hello, have you recharged your crystals today?
What is your star sign?
We're not in Byron
Bay. That's true.
All right, let's go to Sharon first up for her psychic prediction. Hello, Sharon.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Sharon. How are you feeling?
Oh, a bit spooked out now.
It's spooked out. The voice was working.
Let me see if I can predict what suburb you're from. Is it Ellamore Vale?
Oh, my God. Yes.
We're all psychic here this morning.
My mojo.
Oh, sorry. Go, Meg. Go.
All right. Let's have a look at your Halloween horoscope.
What's your star sign, Sharon?
Virgo.
Virgo, okay. See, I knew that. I was psychic. Health, well-being, and everyday work will be in focus. Be careful of not being overly emotional. Perhaps an outburst at work is coming.
Oh, well, great.
These are not fun predictions. Hey,
it's a time of caution, it seems, for a lot of people. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it make sense to you, Sharon?
I work with a lot of kids, and they're all back at school now.
Must be true.
Okay, must be true. 100%. The horoscopes are real.
Thank you, Sharon.
This is all a guarantee. Let's meet Jenny next. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Grooters. Happy Thursday.
Good morning, Jenny. Thursday. Thank you.
Thank you. And, what is your star sign, first of all?
I am Pisces.
You are Pisces. Okay. Well,
take it away, Psychic Meg.
A wonderful time for meditation and spirituality, having time outs, going down into dreams and your inner self, essentially taking stock of your life, Jenny.
Meg, you are amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I am also a spiritual woman. Yes. I actually read Lebanese coffee cups, and you have hit it spot on. I've gone through traumatic 20 years of my life, where about 3 years ago, I decided to live, laugh, and love, and that is my life motto. Oh, well
that
done.
That is beautiful, Jenny. Very proud of you.
Put that on a sticker on your wall. One of those printed canvas things.
I think you'll find that quote's very easy to find.
Hey, I love that. Jenny, thank you, Jenny. Craig.
Thank you. Wow, there you go. Jackson, what's your star sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, let's hear Jackson's.
Scorpio, okay. A lot of passion, not just good sex, but passionate discussions, perhaps surrounding other people's money with things like inheritances, superannuation,
or very
shared resources.
Wowzies. The only thing that could have made that better if you did it in this voice. Gather around, children.
Meg's a psychic, not a witch in a cartoon.
What's yours, Meg?
Oh, God. I've got to find mine.
Read your own.
Okay, mine is a mixed bag in one way with an expansion of some sort, but in another way, there's also a restriction with friends, governments, or corporations.
Meg's going to take over the government.
Yes.
That's what I heard.
Are we still in lockdown or something?
I don't know. Hope not.
Thank you, Psychic Meg. Yes,
that was great. Welcome. Fantastic.
Same time next week.
Oh, why not? Hey, switching things up a little bit, because there's been this incredible moment overnight where 12 zookeepers had to wrestle a sex-obsessed 350-kilo monster reptile called Kanye the alligator and take it off to alligator jail.
I wonder if that was in their horoscope.
Well, I'm sure it was.
New handbags, people. The Novos. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Picasso is dead. Steve Jobs is dead. Walt Disney is dead. Name somebody. Listen.
So, big story, local story out of the reptile park on the Central Coast, because this alligator from America that they'd brought over, big monster, 4 meters, it got out of control because it was basically getting a bit crazy for sex, right?
Okay.
I love how its name is Kanye.
Yeah, so they named it Kanye, and it became hyper-aggressive recently, and they had to put it into a special alligator jail because it was so sex-obsessed and getting so aggressive.
What does a horny alligator do?
Well, it just gets a bit crazy, I think.
Snappy, bitey.
Very snappy, very bitey. They had to get 12 zookeepers in to wrestle this thing into position.
Jeez.
Put the alligator handcuffs on it and take it off to the courthouse for sentencing and then straight to alligator jail.
Wow. I wonder how long they keep it locked up for.
Well, it'll be in isolation for some time until it calms down. This thing is 350 kilos and obviously just really snappy, really aggressive.
I was thinking there'd be some form of hormone therapy for an alligator, but I'm assuming there's not many studies that have been done.
Well, yeah, I don't know how you deal with something like that. And it's not as if they have a lot of experience, because obviously they're quite different from a zookeeper's perspective to crocodiles. Like, we just think, oh, snappy, snappy, it's the same.
Yeah.
But not real.
12 people to
wrestle this thing.
That is massive.
Grown men, yeah.
Yeah.
When you watch, well, look, I get my expertise from keeping up with the Irwins. Yeah. And they never have 12 people catching
No.
I think it's to do with probably there's more of them and they're well fed and just a bit more relaxed about the whole situation. But I love this line because they say, there is nothing easy about moving a 350-kilo American alligator. It was intense.
Imagine being the first guy to have to go into the enclosure to try and settle it down. And you're like, come on, guys, you can go in there by yourself.
You've got to be a real special type of person to do that job, I think. Interesting. I wonder if the name Kanye is cursed.
Wow, good question.
Even Kanye dropped the name Kanye.
Yeah, even he's changed it. But, well, maybe they need to change the name. Maybe it's so upset because they named it Kanye.
I'd love to know. I'm just going to put it out there.
Yes.
131009, do you know a Kanye in your life?
Oh, interesting.
Mm.
If you do, are they well-behaved or are they...
Bit of a mess.
So, this is so interesting. These alligators, it has 80 teeth, and the jaws are so strong it can crack a large turtle shell almost instantly. So, they had to get this special rope. They're down there trying to capture this thing. Crazy, crazy story. And, eventually, the alligator Kanye off to jail.
Where do they put him?
Alligator jail. Oh,
is it called alligator jail?
That's what it's called. It's called alligator jail.
Show me.
What do you mean,
a
show you?
A picture of the alligator jail.
Oh, it's just a fenced in, special fenced enclosure by itself. Solitary confinement.
They didn't get a proper fencing company on board to create alligator jail.
No, not really. But it's a special, like, enclosure away from everything else.
Oh, the poor thing.
What a crazy story.
Get a lady alligator.
Springtime's nearly over. He should be fine.
That's true. They need a lady alligator and they need spring to be over.
Yes.
Both of those things, they'll sort old Kanye out. The Novos. And I can get you.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you at the pub drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you
when.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Everything's opening up again, of course, and with that comes a whole lot of things that we haven't experienced in a while. I've noticed, guys, out and about, right, that the coin rattlers are back.
Oh, yep. Yep. Yep.
Aldi Hamilton. Let me tell you, they always get a really cute guy, British usually, sitting outside.
Good accent.
With his little coin box. Hello, mate. How you doing? Can we have a chat for a second? Come on over. Yeah, we're best mates now. Yeah, give me all your money. Interesting. Chatting to you guys off air yesterday, I feel like as people, we all have a line we say or something we do to escape the old coin rattler.
Yeah. That's right.
What's yours, Meg?
Mine is, I already support my own charities.
That's quite clever.
Yeah.
Direct. But acceptable. Crevo, you?
Sorry, mate, not today.
Oh, but what do you mean? Just only we talk for a minute.
I'm just in a bit of a rush. Sorry, I've got to go. Sorry, got to go.
Mine is I just pull the phone out. I've been done in so many times by pulling the phone out, like having it upside down or like having it back to the front.
Can you just have it up to your ear so it looks like you're on a phone call?
No good when it rings.
Oh, this is why my phone's always on silent.
Facing outwards.
Yeah. Well, phones are so slim now, it's really hard to know. It's easier to mess it up.
Jackson, what's your escape line?
I'm more of just like a give you a death stare and walk by, or I'll just say one word, deadline. Deadline.
Deadline. Like you're on a deadline for something?
A little bit of a flick of the hat and a point to you.
Cutting. Jess from the newsroom, what about you?
It's either keep walking and totally ignore them, or I'm sorry, I've got somewhere to be, I'm late, bye.
Two ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it depends how attractive they are, how nice you're feeling.
That's true.
You know. Don't want to totally offend.
Basically, you won't blank them if they're a hottie.
Well, it's harder to.
A friend of mine walks past, puts his hand up and just goes, no, and just keeps walking.
That's very sassy, isn't it?
Oh, it's really good, though, because I don't feel like a bad person for ignoring them because he's done it for me.
He's done the job.
13:10:09 this morning, opening up the lines right now. What's your escaping the coin rattler line?
I like this.
What do you do? What do you say? Because I feel like every single person has their own individual way of escaping it. And then you get the poor suckers who actually get pulled in.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm all for supporting charity. I don't need a monthly subscription.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The lines are now open. 13:10:09. Caller of the week prize this week is a party at Kids World Playland, Stockland Green Hills. Fun, food and play worth $225, guys.
The Novos.
We're asking you, how do you escape the coin rattlers? I want to run away. I want to run away. You've got a dollar, mate. Now, do you know what? I'm all for supporting charity. I support my own charities.
Yep.
What I don't appreciate, though, is getting ambushed outside of Aldi at Hamilton every single time. It puts me off going to Aldi.
Mm.
It happens in shopping centres as well. They'll stop you. Very aggressive. Like, I get it. But I don't want a monthly subscription to that stuff, you know?
Back in the day, they used to station them on either side of the pedestrian crossing on the boulevard in Toronto. So if you had to cross the road,
you were stuck.
You had to interact with one of them.
Was it the same charity?
Same charity.
Oh,
same charity, because they always work in twos, I've noticed. One at one end, one at the other end. The thing is with that as well, I'm more than happy to donate if it's accepting money, like cash.
Yeah.
If I've got $2, yeah, cool, you can have it. But if they say, oh, no, you need to sign up for $15 a month, That's where I draw the line.
So, do you know what? The only coin rattler I'm into is the old man that sits at the train stations collecting money for the salvos.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's
he's
good.
In his outfit. Yeah. I think, you know what? Like, happy to do that. But
they normally give
some...
a stamp to the little ones who put, like, 20 cents into the thing.
I don't want some young backpacker from Europe trying to get
flirting
money
with you.
Yeah.
Giving you false hope.
You know what? I have been that sucker.
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, I've had no attention for so long. And, you know, they know exactly what they're doing. They flirt with you. They get you chatting and you're like all starry-eyed and bright-faced. Yeah.
Oh, I am. I take my money.
I am looking good today, aren't I?
But we're after what you use to get away from those situations. Your coin rattler excuses.
Yeah. Let's go to Robbie. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How do you get out of these situations, Robbie?
Depending on the mood, it's one of three things.
What was that, sorry?
Depending on my mood, it's one of three things.
All right. Okay. Hit us.
Number one.
So it's do not make eye contact.
Yep.
Number
the second
two.
One is if I'm feeling really nice, I'm like, no, thank you.
I love that voice. Yeah.
And if I'm feeling a bit mischievous, I walk past and say, sorry, adept.
The what?
I didn't hear that at all.
Sorry, adept.
Oh, Robbie.
Oh, Robbie.
That's terrible.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear. Okay, well, let's just move on to Matt up next. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good, guys. How
are
you doing?
Great.
Really good. So what do you use? Well, what line do you use to get away from the coin rattler?
I start getting the waddle up when I see they make eye contact. You know when they've locked in with you, they've chosen you, they're singling you out. So you start getting the act happening, getting the waddle. And then when they come up to you, you say, I hope you've got a spare change of pants because I'm on my way to the toilet and I'm not going to make it. And then they start saying, this will only take a minute. This is when you start to add layers. And you know where I'm going with layers.
There you go. Pretend you're busting for the toilet.
He's right. They lock on like the Terminator.
It is true. They catch your eye, and if you can avoid that eye contact, you're safe.
You know, it's like Squid Game. The doll turns around.
They got you.
You know, just to finish up, the other one that really annoys me, not a coin rattler, but in the Westfield shopping centres, the skincare sellers in the middle.
I got sucked into that
always
one.
Always a hot Italian guy.
Yeah.
Hello. Come over here. Let me hold your hand or rub this beautiful exfoliant and moisturizer in, and then rubbing your hand and
very muscly
into your eyes. It's got to stop.
Suddenly, you bought $400 worth of skincare. Yes.
What's the Goss is up next with Jackson?
I'm going to give you some secondhand embarrassment playing your reworked Katy Perry song about what it's like to be a mother as a rich and famous celebrity. Also, too, Tiger King, the new trailer's dropped. Just in the last couple of hours. Yeah,
oh,
we've
God.
Got a Tiger King 2. I'll give you a taste of it.
Oh, very keen. Yes.
Novos. Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
No,
it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
Oh, you just blew my mind, my friend. Tiger King 2 is happening.
Yes, get excited for this. I didn't even know that this was in the works. I thought that they would not sign up for it, but apparently they've got everybody on board that they can, even Carol Baskin. Now, take a listen to this. It's going to focus majorly on Joe Exotic being in prison, but also, too, the fact that they still think Carol Baskin killed her husband and she's coming to defend herself.
What happened to Don Lewis?
Carol knows something.
He was dealing with some shady characters down in Costa Rica.
Don liked to play with dangerous stuff. I'll kill you for that.
We gotta put our differences aside. But we're all gonna die in here.
If I have to make a deal with the devil, I will make a deal with the devil.
Oh, doesn't that sound great?
Do you know what, though? It's kind of just a rehash of the first series.
Oh, I'm okay with that, though. The drama and all those prison calls.
And you know that they've dug up more dirt. That's the best thing.
What happened to Joe Exotic? Like that whole situation with him in prison? Like, did they just cross to him? Are they allowed to talk to him, I wonder?
So it's got all the dealings of when he was trying to get clemency from Trump and all of that sort of stuff. So it's going to go through all of that.
Great.
And they're saying that he's got bombshell evidence.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah, so I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It's out November 17th, so I mean, a little bit of a wait, but not too much of a wait.
2 weeks.
Also,
3 weeks.
What happened to the movie they were making?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe this is what become of it. It was sort of too long, and they went, you know what? This is not a movie situation. Yeah. Let's make this into a series because there's so much to unpack. Yeah,
I mean, longevity as well in terms of like a series. If you kill it with a movie, you miss out on so much cash. And this thing's like a money bag. But like, I'm just really worried that it's not going to live up to the hype that was Carol Baskin and Eye of the Tiger on Dancing with the Stars.
Carol Baskin. I mean, it's just so fascinating to see how this plays out because obviously you see bits through the news, but you know the people that are making the documentary are digging that bit deeper. Yeah. They're finding more information and they have those things like those calls, etc. There's no one else has that. You know that that's going to come out and blow things out of the water. Very pumped for this.
Yeah. Something that I'm not pumped for is the final season of Ellen DeGeneres. But I don't understand it because she's just got a whole heap of celebrities to do guest hosting. Do you know how they do this where they throw the show over to other people? So they've got like Kristen Bell, Mila Kunis. The latest is Katy Perry and she's being roasted because they've given a little teaser clip of it. And she's reworked her song Raw to be like, ooh, this is what it'd sound like if I wrote it today.
I put her down, but she gets up. Wants more booby, can't get enough. I hear her voice, I hear that sound. She's got the cry of a tiger.
It's all about having a child, and I just think, oh, no, do I really want to suffer through this for a full season?
This sounds like someone who's decided to do their own cover at karaoke.
That's exactly it.
Oh, awful. Just stop.
A mum that wants to be famous on TikTok.
Keep the parodies to TikTok then, not for the Ellen show.
Just don't, Katy Perry. You don't need to. You're better than that.
Yeah, and talking about TikTok, if you're over 30, just scroll through. Don't make videos.
No. I don't even scroll through. I'm 32 and I feel too old to scroll through TikTok.
Be a quiet observer.
That's all that you're allowed to do.
How many years do you have left, Jackson, before you turn into that guy?
Oh, I have. Do you know what? I have a TikTok account, but I'm already too old for it. I'm only 27, but I've checked out. You know, you've got to just pick your battles in life. And
that's not one of them.
The younger generations and TikTok are not one of them I want to take on.
The Novos. And I can get you out of my mind. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
Start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Up next, guys, I want to talk about top fans because this thing was introduced to Facebook about a year or two ago and everyone was like, oh, what is this thing? A new toy on Facebook. Basically, if you're on a page a lot, do a lot of commenting, get involved a lot, you get this special badge, like a badge of honor. So what I want to do next, 131009, what are you a top fan of? The more unusual the Facebook group, the better.
I'm not a top fan of anything on Facebook.
I haven't actually. Yeah, I'm not either. But I'm fascinated to hear from people who are because they're so connected with the community.
In the past, there's a page I follow called Chicken Thoughts. It's an artist who draws like this little cockatiel, of course, bird related. I was top fan of that.
You got into that?
I loved it because I was always tagging my partner Josh in things because it was very relatable to our situation.
Yeah.
News.com.au at one point. Because I loved arguing with people online.
Yeah.
It happens a lot when you argue online, on Facebook in particular.
Yeah.
A lot of the older crowd are top fans of something.
Yeah. It's so true. Look, everyone that gets on the show this week, of course, in the draw for our prize of the week, which is a $225 voucher for Kids World Playland. You get yourself a party for the kids there.
What? 8 kids.
Yeah, how good's that? 131009. What are you a top fan of? We'd love to hear what Facebook groups you're into up next.
Yeah, we welcome our new FM top fans as well.
Well, yeah.
And this video is a beginner's guide to understanding and utilising Twitter.
You blocked me on Facebook. I don't give a f*** about
your Instagram. Yeah, that's right. We're talking about top fans because this thing was introduced a little while ago and we got to chatting about it yesterday. What does it take to be a top fan? How do you score that badge? You know, it's quite an honour to have that if you're in a lot of these groups.
You have to approve it too to be on your profile as well.
Right.
Yeah, so you can't just... Yeah.
It won't just pop up there automatically. No. You've got to be into it. I didn't realise how many groups I'm in. There's so many I'm in. Low and Slow Barbecues, Australia. Selling Rare Timber, Australia. A few radio groups as well. Extract Brewing as well.
Yeah.
For my home brewing. So many interesting ones.
I've just pulled mine up as well. I had no idea I was in half of these groups. I'm in Millions of Mats.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that was a thing on the show.
I'm in Gay Picks Hot or Not.
Oh, okay. That's a bit spicy. What else? How about this? Art and Antique Valuations.
So you're in really like niche groups. Mine are just groups that make fun of people, essentially. So one is like, so the comment section isn't going the way you planned. So people just do screenshots. This violates the terms and conditions of my eyes.
That sort of just very meme heavy stuff.
Yeah, but cool. I got a message from my best friend Tim, who lives in Brisbane, and he took a screenshot. He goes, it come up on his notifications. You've earned the top fan badge as one of New FM 105.3's most engaged followers.
Okay.
He was very proud of that badge.
Also, obviously, since you've moved to the station, he's become a top fan.
Well, New FM has a lot of top fans on Facebook. Yeah. I always see them in the comments.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Gabby first up. Gabby, what are you a top fan of?
Hey, guys. Hey. You're totally going to make fun out of me for this.
No.
I am a top fan of the Australian Garlic Growers Group.
yes. Now tell us,
that's
Gabby.
Brilliant. I love it.
What kind of posts are in the Garlic Lovers Australia Facebook group?
So it's purely for people who grow garlic. And what I didn't realise was it's actually quite hard to do. So I was trying to learn how to grow it last year and I just killed my whole crop.
Yeah.
So this year I've gone for it again and I thought, right, I'm going to do it properly. I followed all of their posts. I kept posting pictures of my garlic as it grew and, you know, heaps of people commented. And next thing you know, I'm one of their top fans.
Oh, my God. Well done. Congratulations. You get a star.
And, I love that.
And how much fun that is.
All right, let's go to Katie. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. What are you a top fan of, Katie?
The only one that I'm a top fan of is New FM.
Oh. Yay. Now, I actually logged into like the back end of our Facebook page yesterday and I saw...
like a hacker.
Yes, sort of.
I think I might be more of a stalker than a top fan.
Well, you were the number one top fan that came up.
Wow.
Wear that badge with pride, Katie.
Made it.
Yes.
Yay. Congratulations.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Katie, the top fan. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate it.
Katie, I can't believe you are New FM's number one fan.
You can believe it.
I can believe it. I love it, though. We love you, Katie.
I feel like you deserve some sort of real life badge or something, or a jacket or something like that.
Oh, and I'd wear it with pride every day.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much.
I think we've got some gold stars here.
Somewhere. We'll work something out for you, for sure. Well,
thank you, Katie. Wow, number one fan.
Yeah. Hey, cool. How good is that? That was fun.
So great. Guys, Birthday Lotto is up next. Today, it's worth $400. All you need is a birthday to play. Creva, what month are we looking for today?
All right, spinning the wheel now, and it has come up as April.
Okay, if you were born in April and you want to play, give us a call right now. 1310-09.
The Novos.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, we have $400 to give away today. If you were born in April, we have given away thousands of dollars so far in the last couple of weeks. Let's meet our player today, guys.
Yes, we're going to Mitchell from Wallsend. He's a plumber, says he's a Newcastle's finest. His motto is, I love my wife and I love my life.
Yes,
did she tell you to say that?
Hello.
Hello, Mitchell. did your wife tell you to say, I love my wife, I love my life?
Nah, I'm just trying to get in the brownie point.
Oh, good call. Nice one, like
are you sure there's not something pressed up against your back right now? what's the code word? Send help. Yeah.
What's the safe word?
All right, let's go.
$400, mate. What are you spending the cash on if you win today?
Anniversary is coming up, actually, November 3rd.
Nice one.
Really trying to get the brownie points.
November 2nd, sorry.
How many years have you guys been together for?
Together 13 years, married for 3.
Oh, nice, man.
Beautiful.
Congratulations.
All right. Mitchell, were you born on the 18th of April?
Holy shit. Sorry, Chris Warren. Yes, I was.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
$400, all yours, my man.
Anniversary sorted.
Awesome. How good is that?
That's too good.
It is too good. I am thrilled about this whole situation. You're a big winner today, man. Well done.
Good stuff. Thanks, man.
$400 going
Happy
to Mitchell
days,
in Wallsend.
Wow.
We're on a hot streak.
We are.
I'm just saying.
It's so exciting.
It's really, really
cool.
That's
made my day.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody gets money and we just relax and enjoy the whole process.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
And I'd pull your head back and I'd force feed you Devon.
Meg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Creebo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Or maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Meg and Creebo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
For the last couple of weeks, we've been giving away share in $20,000 worth of prizes for our Wheel of Freedom. Now, obviously, this is hyper competitive. The phone, every time it's mentioned, the phones go crazy. Everyone starts calling.
Look at it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
I just said Wheel of Freedom.
That's what you said.
And people just go nuts trying to get involved in this thing. So it's obviously very hard to get on the air and have a spin.
Yeah.
Right? But yesterday, we received a voice memo from one of our valued listeners who has been trying and trying and trying to get on the Wheel of Freedom. And they have tried over 600 times.
Oh.
Now, we believe that this may be the most. But what we're going to do is a very special Wheel of Freedom edition up next, because we're going to throw the challenge out there to see if anyone can prove, with screenshot proof, that they have tried more times. Now, if they can prove they've tried more times, they will get a spin. If not, that current record holder will get to spin unobstructed. No one else can call and block her.
See, this used to be my career, basically, trying to win all this stuff before I was on radio. So I know how dedicated this person must have been.
What do you think your record was, Meg? How many calls have you made in one day to a radio station to win something?
I think my record in one day was about 200 to try and get through.
Oh, you're
something.
A small fry compared to Trish here.
Yeah, so I can only imagine her level of dedication and her phone charger being plugged in.
Well, that's it the whole time. Look, up next, we're going to hear the audio from the voice memo, because it's quite amazing. We'll meet Trish and then we'll see if there are any challenges out there.
Okay.
Very special edition of the 20K Road to Freedom today, because normally we just throw it out there for anyone to call up and see if they want to have a spin of the wheel. Obviously, every single time, every single phone line gets blocked because people are going mad for this. They cannot wait to get their hands on all of the great prizes that we've given away so far.
Like a scratchy, you're an instant winner.
That's right. It doesn't matter. You're straight on. You're going to be a winner guaranteed. Now, yesterday we got a voice memo from one of our listeners, valued listener Trish.
Let's hear it.
Just thought I'd share something with you. I've been ringing up for the wheel and I just had a friend look at my phone and I actually tried to ring 694 times. I've rang up New FM before, but I think that's new at world record.
I think it might be
694.
That's a lot of times.
Nails, that is commitment. Of course, we heard this and thought, wow, well, we've got to give her a spin. But then we were like, hey, if somebody can beat her, we'll give it to the person who has tried the most.
That's right, because we were like, at least the biggest super fan must have a spin.
Yeah.
But what if it's not Trish? Now, obviously, if you want to have a go at this and you have more than 694 calls to 131009 and you have a screenshot and can send that to us as proof, we will let you spin the wheel instead of Trish. If you can't prove that, no one can. Trish gets a spin uninterrupted.
Trish, good morning.
Good morning, Novos. How are you all?
Yes, good. Trish, wow. 694 times.
How are you feeling right now? You're feeling nervous? You're feeling like there's a good energy out there?
I am, but I'm just hoping no one else has done any more than me, that's all.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's what's at stake here is a spin at the wheel.
Well, as I said before, I used to be the super fan who used to do this all the time, and I only hit 200. You've tripled that, Trish.
Yeah, well, I had a couple of birthdays in October, and my daughter and my grandson, so I was frantically ringing them
just
trying to get them.
Calling, yeah. Hey, Trish, tell me, question, what do you want to win from the Wheel of Freedom today if you do, in fact, get to spin it next?
I would like to win the holiday. I've been in two houses while the breakdown, we had to lock down.
Yeah.
So I'd like to be able to just get away for a couple of days. That would be awesome.
Who would you take on the holiday, Trish?
I'm not sure yet.
Because it's usually for two, isn't it? Some of them, or some of them are for two.
You've got a man in your life?
Yeah, I have, but I'll probably take my daughter.
Beautiful.
Forget the man. You can see him anytime.
Yeah, no, well, my daughter's with me all week, and I just usually go to his place for the weekend.
Right.
And she's my carer, so.
All right, well, here we go. Trish, up next. We'll keep you on hold. We'll spin the Wheel of Freedom next, Creever.
Yeah,
and we're waiting to see if someone can beat it.
This is what we're doing. 131009, if you can prove that you've called more than 694 times for the Wheel of Freedom. If not, Trish, the spin is yours, okay?
No worries, thank you.
Hold the line, Trish. We'll give you the news soon.
Yeah, very exciting.
Spinning the Wheel of Freedom next.
Spin the Wheel of Freedom. To win your sharing $20,000 worth of prizes.
Yeah, the phone system in meltdown at the moment as we, of course, are doing a very special edition of the Wheel of Freedom.
So many prizes on this wheel. Holidays, restaurant vouchers, getaways, everything you wanted to do in lockdown. It's on the wheel and we have Trish. Trish, tell me, how many times did you call through for this?
Well, it was 694, but there's been an extra day, so it'll be a few more.
We'll go 794 then, Trish.
Yeah, cheeky, Anjo.
So, Trish, can you walk us through what happens? You pull your mobile phone out.
Yeah.
You look down 131009, and you just constantly call.
No, what happens is I can't see at the moment.
Yep.
So I've got a Siri to ring.
Siri to ring.
Yeah.
You're clever. You're a smart one, Trish. You're cunning.
Yeah,
it takes a bit longer for that, so I've got to start at the end of the song.
I see what you're very... Yeah. You're a cunning player, Trish.
But I still can't get through, so it's
just...
At the end of the song.
Okay, so Trish, before the song, what we said was we want to let you spin the wheel, but if anyone else has called up on 131009 that can beat 694 calls, they will then steal the spin off you.
Oh, someone's rang up, have they?
What do you think's happened, Trish?
Someone else has rang up and they've called more.
Trish. Somebody's called.
Wow.
Can they beat 694 calls?
Probably.
Let's check. Oh my God. Trish, they've hung up.
Oh, have they?
Yes, hung up.
You're in the wheel, baby. All right, Trish, who do you want to spin the wheel? Maddie, Creevo, or myself?
Look, I love you all, but... I think Meg's awesome, so can you do it, please, Meg?
This is a privilege.
You really want the
holiday.
You guys
have had to do this all week. I haven't had a chance this week, and I get to do it for Trish?
Yes.
Happy days.
I've already rang up Meg, and told her she was awesome.
Love you, Trish.
You buttered her up, didn't you, Trish? I see how you work.
Like a lovely piece of toast.
What did Trish say to you on the weekend?
She said that she just likes me on the show and all that kind, and loves you guys as well, but...
First, you butter them up.
Like a piece of toast.
All right, let's spin this wheel.
I also asked for some cupcakes too.
Oh, so, yes. Yeah. Yes. I did cookies today, not cupcakes.
Oh,
all right, okay. Are we ready to spin?
Yeah, I can't cook at the moment, so yeah. So.
All right. Let's get ready to spin.
But you can win, Trish. Here we can win.
Yep, good.
Biggest spin I've ever done, Trish. Okay, Trish, you've scored a Lake Macquarie lunch cruise for two with Lake Macquarie Cruising. Love the lake, love Lake Mac Cruises. You finally got there after 700 plus calls, Trish. You got yourself on the Wheel of Freedom. Well done.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Nadez.
Are you happy with that, Trish?
Yeah, oh, very. Just something to get away for a bit, and that's awesome. Thank you.
All yours, babe.
Good cruising. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks, Trish.
See ya.
Thanks, bye. Guys. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
The dedication paid off.
See ya, Trish. Gone. Oh. There we go. Good as that.
She's happy. I think she's happy.
You know what?
Are you guys happy?
Oh, couldn't be happier.
I'm happy.
Couldn't be happier. You know what? That's what shows. If you keep calling, eventually you'll get there.
You'll get there eventually.
That is, you have to reward that kind of effort.
That level of dedication.
Getting Siri involved as well. I know.
That's why she can never get through.
A bit slow, old Siri, you reckon? Yeah. You need the speed
dial.
Is
Siri prize blocking her or something?
I think so.
Maybe.
Siri, the radio stations around the country should employ Siri to stop people winning prizes. The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie. Meg. And Creepo.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
Novos.
Let's go.
Not long now until we go 105 minutes commercial free with Jackson. What's on the way?
Yo, I'm riding high today.
Yes.
Tay Tay and Bad Blood. Yeah, I liked the vengeful Taylor Swift. I don't like
she's against Katy Perry.
All nice now. There's nothing fun about taking the high road.
She needs to break up with a boyfriend
100%.
Again. Be cross.
Ty Verdes.
Nice.
A-OK. Cool. And, how about it? The Spice Girls.
Oh, a bit of a throwback.
Yeah,
primary
absolutely.
School, Disco Central.
Thank you, sir. It's kicking off at 9 o'clock. Up next, though, the winning continues here at New FM because if you completed the Rate the Music survey last week, we had two holidays up for grabs. Staycations at Blacksmith's Holiday Park.
Oh,
your own villa right near the lake. Beautiful. If you want to, if you did complete the survey last week, stand by your phones. We could be calling you next. We've got one to give away today and one tomorrow.
Oh, this is just great. Brilliant, right?
Holiday Central here. Yeah, each month we do Rate the Music. This is where you jump online, rate the songs for us, tell us what you're thinking about how we're doing at the moment with the music, and some very lucky winners win some really cool prizes. This month we have not one, but two staycations at Blacksmith's Holiday Park to give away. You get your whole villa to yourself. There's a swimming pool, walking distance to the beach. Just a great little getaway, right?
You hear villa, you think luxury. And that's what you got to think with this situation.
Oh, yeah, I love a holiday park.
Oh, so good.
Staycations are always good as well at the moment. You don't really want to go anywhere too far out just in case lockdown.
Exactly,
100%.
You know, stay.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shall we meet our lucky winner today?
That's right.
Let's do it.
It's Brittany.
Yay! Congratulations, Brittany.
Oh my God! Thank you.
You win.
Congrats.
My heart is beating so fast.
Well done, babe. Who are you going to take?
I'm going to take my daughter.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's lovely.
Mother-daughter getaway. That sounds so cute.
Oh, yes. After lockdown, she will be very excited to get out.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Hey, Brittany, tell us, how easy was it to rate the music? Was it fairly simple for you?
Oh, it took like 5 minutes, max. It was so easy.
That's what you want, right? It's very easy. And look at that. You can win. So simple.
Yeah, awesome. Congratulations, Brittany. Enjoy. Hope you and your daughter have a great time. And don't forget, Blacksmith's Beachside Holiday Park, guys. Four people can go along to that. Nestled on the beautiful shores of Lake Macquarie, Lake Mac Holiday Parks provides the perfect backdrop for creating memories that will last a lifetime.
Oh, that's
beautiful.
What you want. Memories that last a lifetime.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, up next, you guys might know that we're collecting stuff for Share the Dignity right now. It's in the Bag campaign kicks off next month. We actually had some really cool donations dropped off at the station a couple of days ago, which I'm very thankful about. If you want to get involved, I'm going to tell you how to get involved next. Very exciting. Share the Dignities, It's in the Bag campaign. That is kicking off in about 3 weeks' time. Now, if you haven't heard of this, it's really cool. Basically, they get handbags that are filled with essentials for vulnerable women, people in homeless shelters, domestic violence refuges, even remote communities. And they give them out around Christmas time so people have got something basically of their own at Christmas that they don't have to go out and spend money on. These are essentials like period products, shampoo, conditioner, toothbrushes, toothpaste, all that kind of stuff. I'm really thankful. The other day, we actually had someone drop off a bag to the station, absolutely chock-a-block filled with so much amazing stuff. So I didn't get the name of the person who did it, but thank you very much appreciated. We are taking donations here at the station. You can drop them off to reception. So even if you can't fill an entire bag, because it is, let's face it, people are strapped for money right now, COVID, all that kind of stuff. If you've got a couple of items that you want to donate, maybe a handbag, or you go to Woolies or Coles, you see specials on, like, toothpaste, toothbrushes, deodorants, body wash, and period products. If you just want to donate a couple, bring them into the station. We'll take them. I'm putting a bunch of bags together on behalf of the station as well, and just help some people out.
Now, if you can't get to the station, I believe you can donate at one of the supermarkets, yeah?
Not at the moment, no. Okay. So that's that's their Dignity Drive that they do in, I think it's March and August.
Yeah, so
that's
different.
That's only for period products. This one is basically an all-round kind of...
Everything, right.
Yeah, so what they're doing as well, even if you can't do it at the moment, the It's in the Bag campaign kicks off on the 19th of November, goes through to the 28th of November. You can drop the bags off to Bunnings, any Bunnings store in the country, really.
Yeah,
but
nice.
If you've got, you know, a couple of spare bucks at the moment and you can't commit to putting a full bag together, that's completely okay. Bring them to us. We'll put the bags together.
That's right. Meg, what you're doing is so great because you are coordinating a lot of this and to be able to, a lot of people are too busy, right? They want to buy the stuff and you're volunteering to put the bags together. So that you're taking a lot of the time part out of that. So please, if you can spare a few items, that would be great. How about this as well? Why don't we put up a list, because it is a little bit specific.
It's a long, long list.
Yeah, of the things that you can donate. Let's put that
on
our socials today.
We'll put that on our socials today. As well, there is the option as well. You can actually sponsor a bag directly through Share the Dignity. You can go to their website and I think it's $50 and they'll actually pack the bag for you completely and send it out to someone who needs it.
Good stuff. It's great work you're doing, Meg. And I know your car is just constantly full of these products.
It's my storage. You're doing a great job. My storage container right now is my car.
Yeah, so. No, you're doing an awesome job, Meg. New FM, we're in Sandgate. Look us up on Google if you want to drop something off.
Yes.
Jackson, is he next with 105 commercial free?
Yo. Dua.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yes.
A grower.
Cold
this
heart.
Song.
A grower, not a shower. Elton might sue you over that, man.
Oh, yeah, if you say that to him.
Shakira, who did get sued for tax evasion. There you go. Wherever.
Oh, he's shaking his hips. It looks good.
Gaga. And Rain On Me as well with Ariana Grande.
Nice one. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.